my family has not amassed enough wealth since they came out of chattel slavery to literally pay for my education, so I go into debt and I graduate with a huge amount of debt when my white counterparts do not.
White people go into debt too. It's
exactly.
Not just
I'm
in debt.
I am paying
for my
school. Like, that's what I got to deal with going to class as a black female at the University of Kansas. I got to deal with walking by a white man cutting up safe space stickers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we share space. So regardless if you guys think that freedom of speech allows you to spew hatred, it isn't allowed. There's something, matter of fact, since you look things up, Title IX is probably pretty key for y'all to look up.
My pronouns are they.
So from now on, when you refer to them, use they, them, there, because we've shown you the respect to refer to you by your name. So from now on, you will refer to them as they, because that is the appropriate thing to do when you are above the age of fucking 12.
Today, and you can stand there and smirk, we can take it from you. That's what y'all fail to realize. People of color, marginalized identities, we can take it from you. That's what y'all thinking. See, that's privilege.
I'm sure you're defending. Okay. That's called white fragility.
So then, my question is, you say freedom of speech.
It's called white fragility. That's
what
academic
is the rest
term,
of the letter?
Too, not okay. Opinion.
What is okay, the rest
white fragility, defensiveness. Ooh, when you are right attacked there. About your privilege. And I'll even say attack because of the tone I'm talking to you in.
Okay,
like I said, white
no.
Fragility. Look at the fuck
you
up. You do
yeah.
Care about your whiteness that you're trying to save it. What this group thinks safe spaces shouldn't exist.
It's not your right to say that safe spaces should not exist.
My intellectual safe space is the idea that you can't retreat.
I'm not retreating. I'm making myself safe and comfortable.
That's fine. You're living.
What are you doing as a white person who has the privilege to walk into a classroom and be automatically respected because you were born with a dick?
We deserve benefits because you enslaved us for 400 years. It's called accommodation for the disenfranchised. Your ancestors, and you still reap the benefits. You still reap the privilege of the genocide of Native Americans and the slavery.
People are not illegal. People made
they're undocumented.
You don't call us guys.
Gender term.
Microaggression.
Well, and that
don't talk to me like that. Don't talk to me like that, and I won't respond correctly.
It's a simple question.
Don't clap your hands at her. That's a bad mistake. Yes, as long as you. It's not, let me get this clear real quick before I leave. It's not a disagreement of whether you're a white supremacist or not. If you believe in this snowflake bullshit, if you believe that there should not be safe spaces on this campus, if you believe that there is not institutional racism on this campus, that is you not recognizing your white privilege, the privilege that you have to walk on this campus, to walk into any store, to do anything.
To walk on this campus.
No. I have the same privilege? You're gonna fucking tell me I have the same privilege. Because when you walked from fucking the Union anywhere, did you get stopped by anyone? No one catcalled you. No one said, show me that you're a real woman. Yes, you admitted that it was horrible, but what are you doing to change it?